The second component is what you're doing in your community. And the third component is what you're doing internally, like what's happening inside of your gym. So one of these needs to be outsourced, I believe. And I believe it's the first one. And so there's two online powers that I feel will be very, very effective for you, pending you do these well and pending you don't try to do this yourself, that you have some type of a professional, whether that's someone on your staff, whether that's something you outsource, that tinkers with the tech, right? Anytime a gym owner tells me, we actually had this on the call today and I forbid him to do this. He's like, yeah, I'm going to start doing Facebook ads. And I was like, who's going to do them? He's like, I'm going to do them. And I'm just like, that is really stupid. You shouldn't do that. It's just a lot to handle. And it's not, I guess it's not that hard, but at the end of the day, if you're going to do it well, it's going to take you a lot of time. So I personally would outsource it, but that's just me. So there's two things online that will deliver a really solid lead flow pending these things are done effectively. And one of them is Facebook ads, and one of them, the other one's your website. And if you can have a really good Facebook ad campaign running that, you know, has different types of offers, and there's someone watching it and changing it when it looks at the cost per lead, gets to where you don't want it to be and can adjust it quickly and have multiple images used and all stuff like that, good copy, right? Then I think Facebook can be a very effective platform for you. Know that, hey, you're probably not going to convert as many Facebook leads as you are going to convert as many referrals you get. You just don't try to do that. It ain't going to happen. So don't worry about it. Your conversion rate from Facebook is going to be lower. Why? Well, you're going out and hunting them, right? Like, they ain't coming to you. You're going to them, right? Now, the second one is website. Now, that's them coming to you. So I like this one. The problem is most people have a crappy website, and the website is set up to be a brochure for your company so people can search around and find out more about you, which is dumb. Or your website can be set up to convert, which is really the only thing that matters, right? The only thing that matters is they get to your website and all of a sudden there's something for them to do. There's something to for them to opt in for. There's something for them to get more information about. And those are the first two in your marketing glove that are online that need to be paid attention to: your Facebook ad campaign and your website. And if you think about it, if you can do these two really well, right? And your website, we have guys that are getting 30, 40, 50 leads a month from their website. Right? Can you imagine that? That all of a sudden the website is just this thing that churns. That's a powerful asset for you, and because you have to do nothing for it. You literally generate leads while you sleep. That's why I like these two, because you generate leads while you sleep. And your marketing needs to be working. You can't run your business and the only time you're generating leads is when you're like going out and pushing the cart. You don't want to do that. There is a place for that, which is next. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to have stuff just coming in, leads. If you go on vacation, you're still going to get leads. And that's why I like someone managing this for you and you ponying up and paying the money to do it. And obviously, you know, I'm selfishly saying this, you know, because my agency is kissmarketing.net, but I will tell you that the waiting list is ridiculously long. And if you go to kissmarketing.net and opt in, you'll be lucky if someone even gets back to you. So I apologize in advance, but that is... There's a reason why. And there's a reason why that is, and that's because it's working, like, really good. So the second one is your joint ventures and community events. It's your relationships with other businesses. I think that you should go out, and we could add sponsorships to it. Joint ventures, community events, sponsorships. Joint ventures is your... It's basically like your community marketing approach, right? It's your... partnerships with local businesses. It's you going out and doing the local 5K to generate leads. And it's you going out and sponsoring other programs in exchange for promotion. Right. And I think you got to kind of find your, you know, niche, like find your sweet spot of what are the businesses and organizations that are good to partner with, that have your market. And there's win-win opportunities for you and win-win opportunities for them. Okay, that's the second one. So really, that's the third one. So they got Facebook ads, website, joint venture, community events. And then the last two are done internally, either by you, either by a marketing assistant, by your general manager or whatever. And that's email marketing, right? You have a list of emails that, you know, your website's generating leads, your Facebook ads are generating leads, and not everyone is coming in. So, you know, the email is an unbelievable place to connect with them. And with the changes in AI and, you know, ChatGPT, this just got a whole lot easier, right? And I'll talk about that more later, but I like a sweet spot of three days a week, right? 3 days a week to go out and email your list and give them value. And, you know, we go over, you know, a whole module on this on the search, but the last one is a referral system. And this is where you have things in place that are generating referrals. And I say referral system, okay, because this is the most powerful leads that you're going to get in your business. And most of you get them by accident. And what you want to do with a system is you want the system to be able to create a predictable, reliable flow of leads. Now, it's not going to be as predictable and reliable at getting 20 leads a week at $20 a client on Facebook. It's not going to be as predictable as that because we're dealing with human beings and human beings have to do stuff, right? But it can be predictable on your end, right? And a predictable referral system is every quarter you're going to have a bring a friend day or a bring a friend week. Or every time you sign up a new client, you're going to give them a card to give as a gift to another member, right? So there's intentional things that are going on that are baked into your business. And that's what I mean by referral system. So I believe that if you have these five things going on your marketing glove, that you're going to have a really solid, sound marketing plan. Now, it's not, if you really think about it, it's not that much work. If you end up outsourcing your Facebook ads and your website, you're left with community events, JVs, emails, referral systems. JV and community, you can do that, or you could find someone to do that. Someone does not need to be, you don't need a marketing expert to do that for you. You need someone that's connected in the community. Maybe you hire them at $30 an hour to go out to every local business and just hit the streets and, you know, right? So you could outsource that, or you could do it yourself like I did for so many years. All right, then is email. I think this is probably one that you would want to do, right? That you would want to sit down and write a couple emails each week. I like three as a sweet spot, right? But that's a good use of your time. You got to look at your email list as like this inventory of people. It's like this auditorium of people just sitting there waiting to hear from you. And you can teach them something and make them an offer. And you can do that as much as you want. It's a good use of your time. And now you have ChatGPT to help you. And the last one is a referral system. And this is really just baked into your business. This is just, hey, this is how we do business. So it's not going to take you a lot of extra time. So I know I laid this out and this is like, you know, maybe really simple. But at the end of the day, it's kind of about finding the things that are going to have the biggest return. And, you know, and notice I don't have social media on here. And I'm not saying you shouldn't post on social media. I think you probably should, right? But if there's time that you're going to spend on stuff, I think it's really, these are like the heavy hitters, right? This is like the big movers that I think are going to make a big impact in your marketing. So hopefully that was helpful. But go back and look at those three things. You have market, you have message, you have media. This is straight from Dan Kennedy 101. And then with your media, take a look at those five things and go out and do them really well. Go out and find the best person to help you run your Facebook ads, to help you build a website. And again, You can try kissmarketing.net, but don't come back to me if it's going to take forever. So I told you, I'm warning you. you heard it here first. But no, they do a hell of a job over there. It's amazing. So those are things. Facebook ads, website, community events, JVs, email and referral system. I think the one you should own personally is the email. Like, own that and build a voice for yourself and build authority in your community. Get good at writing. It's a great skill. It's a really great skill to have. And then go from there. So hopefully this was helpful. A little reshape on your marketing. And I'll see you next time. Peace.